وسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We started a discussion on the importance and significance of أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أهل بيت النبي. Since this is this gathering and this coming together is in the name of reciting durood on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then it is important. Bear in mind that in durood we always invoke peace and blessings not only upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam but also his family and his companions, his ashab. So his family is very important. The family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sadat and Sayyids, are very important. This is something that we started, and it's becoming even more significant and even more important, because there's a group, if it's appropriate to call it a sect, that claim to be champions of the cause of Ahlul Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you talk about Ahlul Bayt Nabi, Ahlul Bayt, I'm sure everybody's okay with the term Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt is the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you talk about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kind of picture that is sometimes presented to the people, to the masses, is as if Ahlul Bayt were the victims, and as if there was some kind of a rift between the Prophet's household and the mainstream community, which doesn't really make sense. Okay, rift between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mainstream community. If you only imagine, think yourself of any reformer, anyone who is engaged with some kind of community reform work, then people tend to either agree with him or not agree with him. If they agree with him, then what tends to happen is that people agree with, they do not tend to be hostile to his family just because he is doing the community work. I've not seen that. If people agree with someone, some community, some reformer, someone who is doing the community work, and they agree with him and they appreciate his work, then they tend not to target him or his family. Those who disagree with him, obviously, they're the enemies. They would target. So if this kind of narrative is correct, that Ahl Bayt Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were the victims, then who were the culprits? Okay, were the culprits the very people who, in the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sacrificed their lives and the lives of their very children in order to spread the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the far corners of the world? This is something you need to bring in your rationale, your sense, your logic. And if you try and examine their narrative, then you would be, subhanallah, you would be surprised that it doesn't really have a leg to stand on. Okay. It's obviously false. But it has become a fitna. It has become a fitna to an extent that now we have Hajj in Makkah Mukarramah. At the same time, there's another gathering where Muslims assemble in the name of Islam to please Allah the Almighty, and they consider their gathering to carry greater virtue than Hajj itself. So you go to perform Hajj, Abraha, everybody knows the story of Abraha. Abraha tried to, the army of the elephants. Okay, Abraha tried to take down the Kaaba because he had built a similar kind of a place of worship, some temple, which he wanted people to visit, and he wanted to attract people to. So he thought, as long as this Kaaba stands, nobody's going to come to my temple. So I must erase it. I must knock it down, because only then people will have nowhere to go to. So my temple will replace the holy Kaaba. So he decided to bring down, tear up the holy Kaaba. So he came and he tried, and it was unsuccessful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. Because there were no Muslims at the time. Hardly a few souls here and there scattered in the world who truly were adherent to the teachings of the Prophet, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah the Almighty used the birds to destroy his army. But now, alhamdulillah, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true Muslims, are present and they are there. If anyone makes such an attempt, then you can imagine what will happen. You can imagine what will happen. But it is really disturbing that someone invites people to a site other than the Holy Kaaba and says that if you go to the Holy Kaaba to perform Hajj, you get thawab of one Hajj. But if you come to this place of ours, then he makes a false claim that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, or as they say, alayhi salam, he said that the one who visits the shrine of Imam Hussein, he gets with the true intention, then he gets thawab of up to 1,000 pilgrimages, 1,000 hajj, performing hajj 1,000 times. So obviously this is going to disturb us. And then if someone says, if anyone visits the shrine of Musa Kadhim, rahmatullah alayh, or they call it alayhi salam, then he gets the same thawab as if going to Medina Munawwara to visit the Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, or to roll after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then obviously this is going to disturb us. And if this is done in the name of Ahl Bayt, then this is going to be a cause of concern and something that makes us worried. And the irony is that the majority of people are not even aware of this fitna. You go and talk to people in your masjid. How many people come for Jummah? What's the size of the community in Glasgow, Muslim community? The largest in Scotland. Go to the masajid and talk to the people. That is there such a fitna? But you would hardly notice that anybody is even aware of it. So we have time to waste on social media for everything. Because this is a problem of Islam and Muslims, it's not going to be on the front page of the Guardian, or BBC is not going to present it as a challenge to Islam, or some other news outlets. They're not going to say this is a threat emerging from Muslims. In fact, totally the opposite. They present that gathering as so peaceful, so harmonious, and so kind of serene, and so spiritually rich, that people, it attracts millions of people from around the globe. And people go and they find that peace, and they see that brotherhood, and they see that community spirit, which lacks in Mecca. Because Mecca has become a very economically driven site, where everybody is worried about money, everybody talks about money, the only language they understand is money. So they say Mecca is no longer attractive. This place is more kind of spiritually rewarding. So you can imagine what the future will lead to. So this is, we are talking about Bayt al-Maqdis, we're talking about Masjid al-Aqsa, but the fitna, the challenge that's brewing there, hardly anybody's aware of it. So it is someone's duty, it's someone's job to go and start talking about it and say, there is a major threat emerging. There is something, we need to start a dialogue. We need to start something about it. We need to tackle those people who say Ali radiallahu anhu is superior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to challenge those people who say that the Quran is just like Bible. It's not true word of God. The true Quran is with the Imam in the cave, hidden. And those who claim that when the true Muslim authority or Muslim state will be formed, we will go to Medina and will dig open the graves of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu and will punish them. So if people with that kind of mindset, if that's what's coming, what's in the future, then this is why I often say we need to worry, we need to think about what kind of legacy we're leaving behind for our future generations. So we sleep walking into fitna. And this is something we've seen what our governments are capable of, what our leadership is capable of. We've seen that, and it's very unfortunate. So they're not equipped to deal with crisis. They just tend to ignore, and as a result, the problems are not solved. They are further exasperated. They're multiplied, and they kind of further cause tension. So this is something that communities need to come together. We need to sit together, all of us, whether you come from a Sunni background or Shia background. We need to talk about common ground, which is like Ahl Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us, those, and just like we have troublemakers, there are troublemakers on the other side. They're the ones who spread hatred. They're the ones who say, Ali is superior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'adallah. I'm sure the ordinary Shia do not agree with this. The ordinary Shia do not agree with the fact that the Quran is not the true word of God. The ordinary Shia do not agree that Hussein radiallahu anhu is greater than the prophets. In fact, I've even heard, and I was shocked to hear, some people claim Ali to be God. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Yani, this is strange. People treat them as, subhanAllah, as gods. So this is something we need to talk about. We need to talk about the importance of Ahl Bayt at all levels. And hopefully, and hope that inshallah one day, what we tend to notice is that hatred is drummed against Ahlu Sunnah as if they are the enemies of Ahl Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas what we see here is that in mainstream Islam, the person who's considered to be the most noble after the prophets is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He is the successor of the Prophet, Khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has mentioned him as second of the two. He was very close to Rasulullah. Allah says, Thani Athnain, he's second of the two. Allah says, there are a couple, there are two, there are a pair, and in that pair, one is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So when Allah twins him with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in prophethood, he was not a prophet, but he was so close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had absorbed the mindset of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would be hundreds of miles away from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he would think the same way as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would think. He would feel the same way as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel. His concern would be exactly the same as of the concern of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if somebody wants to talk about it, we can talk about the details. We'll give examples as well. But this is not the time we're talking about Ahl Bayt. This Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he had such regard for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would find opportunities. And wherever, so Abu Bakr himself was quite aged. He was, mashallah, he passed away. He was only 2 years in terms of age, 2 years younger than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So grown up, mashallah, elder, and he would be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. Now you can imagine, this was about 4 years before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away at the age of 63. So this is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 59 years of age, and Abu Bakr radhiallahu anhu is 57 years of age. So you can imagine, that's not a young age, quite mature. Usually we give respect to people at that age. They're the uncles, they're the elders. So he's sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking, and who walks in? The uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abbas radiallahu anhu. He walks in from behind, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not see him because he was sitting facing the other way. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who we believe to be the best of Allah's creation after the prophets. He noticed that the uncle of the Prophet, Abu Abbas radiallahu anhu, is the brother of the Prophet's father. So he's his uncle, paternal uncle. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu notices that Abbas radiallahu anhu is coming in. So what he does, he starts moving about, trying to make some space for the visitor, for Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet. The Prophet looked at him, said, "What happened to you? Sit closer to me, you're moving away." And he pointed that someone's coming. And the Prophet noticed, and it was his uncle that Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu was making space for. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at it, and he smiled, and he appreciated, and he was very pleased at this respectful conduct of Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witnessed and approved. And then this kind of went on. I'm aware that mashallah, you brothers have other things to do. Do you want me to continue? Just quickly read Durood Sharif and finish. Durood Sharif padke khatam kar lete hain. Theek hai? Allah kare, inshallah, we'll continue next week. हमारे दो अंकल तो थक के चले गए. बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.